Congress now, and anyone can pressure their own Congress member to find out if they are endorsing it or not.
I did just find the House number for that. The Berta Caceres Human Rights in Honduras Act is H.R. 5474. That's H.R. 5474. You can certainly call your congressmen and senators and talk to them about that. That's a House bill, but talk to them about supporting that. We are out of time. We ran out of time. Graham, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Graham Russell of rightsaction.org. You can look that up on the web and learn more. I think your Facebook page is the best way to look at it. So I'd encourage people to go to Facebook and just put in rightsaction.org. And thank you so much for being a great call expert today, Graham. All right, we're now going to go on. I want to thank Kristen Yount for being our engineer today. And stay tuned for more great radio from KBOO.
KBOO is a proud media co-sponsor of Mama C, Global Panther, at An Other Words bookstore, October 29th. That's Saturday, October 29th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This event is all ages and open to the public. Who is Mama C? Mama C is a singer, songwriter, poet, traditional African instrumentalist, a revolutionary, former Black Panther, mother, healer, and educator. Come hear her incredible story of political exile and how she tours the world. Now, supporting revolutionary movements for human rights and social justice, inspiring and invigorating many people. Again, that's Mama C, Global Panther, Saturday, October 29th at In Other Words Bookstore, 14 Northeast Killingsworth, 6 p.m., all ages.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Anthony V and The Born, fire band with Cool John Cool, Speaker Minds, MC Mike Crenshaw, and more on Friday, November 4th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Anthony B grew up in Northwest Jamaica. He tours extensively all over the world and is known for fiery, high-energy performances. Again, that's Anthony B and The Born, fire band with Cool John Cool, Speaker Minds, and MC Mike Crenshaw on Friday, November 4th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under the community events.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 9:02 a.m. and coming up on One Land, Many Voices, we'll be looking at the actions of the Portland State University Student Senate, which passed a resolution to divest from the Israeli military occupation. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, news, headlines, and interviews and commentary. Followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints, speaking with author Nomi Prince on America's choices for president in 2016. Also, reports of police violently attacking protectors at Standing Rock. At 11, Pacific Underground presents an encore broadcast of a program on the topic of fitting in. And thank you to all the members of the KBOO Foundation for your generous support. If you're not currently a member, you can remedy that oversight at kboo.fm. You click on the word donate.
Divest the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Israel, you should be ashamed. Killing maimed thousands of civilians in our name. Claim you hitting terrorists, but children in your aim. Even murder relief workers, what's spilling from their brain? While they tried to drive the ambulance, so they couldn't stand a chance. Even bombed students, hospitals, Maas Rafa and Khan Yunus. Shot them in their back like the cop to Oscar Grant. And in each case, the good old United States sponsored that. $7 million a day that we pay tax and Apex lobbyists is robbing us. Sometimes it feels like there ain't no stopping this. But now nobody can deny it, cause you made it too obvious. Naked truth exposed like the emperor's clothes. The struggle's getting hotter and the temperature rose. Since 1948, when you formed the state, Palestinian people still defending their homes. They ain't been surrendering, no. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Cause they even bombed the United Nations. Look, I'm Israeli, my government's so arrogant. War criminals who call Palestinians terrorists for resisting extinction and occupation, comparing us to genocide and reservations of Native Americans. It's a massacre. Kick out their ambassador. Divest from their apartheid like South Africa. Boycott them like King to Montgomery buses. Show them we want peace, but only with real justice. They murdering the media and witnesses left. We gonna stop shopping at all the businesses that invest in building their settlements and gentrifying our corners. Illegal walls over there and the U.S.-Mexico border. Build a worldwide movement till the truth is heard. And supporting the Israelis who refuse to serve. All the COs who ate wall when deployed to Iraqi stations. All the people rallying while the cops are chasing. If we enlisted in the system, we got an obligation. And we ain't got the patience, time to stop the occupation. Yeah, boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Till there's right of return for displaced and reparations. Boycott.
Earlier this week, the student government of Portland State University voted in favor of a major calling on the university to divest from the Israeli military occupation of Palestine. The measure focuses on four companies, Hewlett Packard, Caterpillar, G4S, and Motorola Solutions. These companies have connections with the Israeli military to provide weaponry equipment to maintain the Israeli wall on Palestinian land and to continue the Israeli military occupation. Nearly 200 institutions, including churches, unions, and schools, have divested from these and other companies in an effort to pressure Israel to comply with international law and withdraw from the Palestinian territory. Today, we bring you the voices of students and community members who testified at the hearing.
No Nazi Israel comparisons, no Khazar theory, don't diminish anti-Semitism anywhere. Do not conflate Judaism, Jewishness, or Zionism. Do not say Zionist or Zionism when you mean Jews or Judaism. Absolutely no blood libel or language involving blood, i.e., Israelis off the blood, bloodthirsty, blood in their hands, etc. No Orientalism, so primarily. Turning of the East as a sort of barbaric place to be contracted against the West of converted peaceful civilization based off of some kind of democratic principles. And again, non-binding, just some ideas to think about and keep in the back of our heads when we're having these conversations. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
So this is a call from people who are oppressed calling for support and solidarity. BDS is a non-violent, necessary way to economically pressure the Israeli government because it consistently refuses to recognize Palestinians' right to self-determination. PSU's divestment campaigns align to the global movement for Palestinian human rights. This grassroots movement is about challenging corporations to stand for human rights and to be good global citizens. The goal is for these companies to be better, to step away from controversial, harmful business practices. BDS is a non-violent call to end the brutality of the occupation and to get Israel to abide by international law. This resolution does not call for a blanket divestment from Israeli goods. This is a selective divestment proposal specifically focused on four companies, Caterpillar, G4S, Hewlett Packard, and Motorola Solutions. The reason we are focusing on these four is because they are specifically and directly involved in contracts with the Israeli military to assist with the military occupation of the Palestinian people. The investment screen approved last year is not sufficient because it does not include the Palestinian human rights when it considers a company's social responsibility. We think Palestinians have as much of a right to life, liberty, and happiness as any other people, and this resolution is simply for calling us to stand up to that right. This resolution and this movement does not target the Jewish people nor Israelis. It targets multinational companies who have all been engaged with the urge to pull them out of the occupation. We respond to the BDS call by urging these corporations to stop profiling on human rights violations of others for them to do the right thing. We are aware that there is a huge delegitimization of this movement by the Israeli government. These attacks are happening because the movement is growing as it's successful. We are aware that the opposition uses the tactic of delegitimization because it does not have the moral argument on their side. The fact is that these companies are hugely profiting from the misery of the Palestinian people. The appropriate response is that our university should not be investing in these companies that have horrible human rights records. We are back at a first reading because of backroom tactics by those who do not want this debate to see the light of day. Who would try anything to keep you from hearing the voices of actual Palestinians who are simply people like you who want the military occupation of their land, the killing of their children to stop. Palestinians have asked us students to take a stand on their behalf.
My name is Patricia Komoda. I'm an incoming transfer student here at U of O, a history major. My research interest has been the Holocaust and genocide studies for the past 4 years. I was going to write something a little more historically based for this student body, but I kind of felt that I was here at the last meeting, and I felt that perhaps what I wanted to say wouldn't matter as much, I guess. I didn't want to impede the democratic process or anything, so. My position on this resolution is I'm against this resolution primarily because it fuels anti-Semitism. Anti-Semites don't care about the distinction between criticizing Israel and persecuting Jews. And I know that this resolution is more symbolic than something that actually impacts university policy, and I felt that symbolic power would harm our community, not just the Jewish community, but our civic community as a whole, if this resolution were to pass. And it, in the context of anti-Semitism being on the rise worldwide and in our country specifically, I hope that perhaps you would take that into consideration when you make your vote today. And I appreciate that you have empathy and have worked hard on this resolution. And I wasn't here for when you guys were talking about it last year, but I would like to maybe see that consideration for my community and their concerns. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
My name's Maxine Fuchsen, and thank you for allowing me to speak. So I'm here as a community member speaking on behalf of Jewish Voice for Peace and Occupation Free Portland, and in full support of the resolution before you. In my young days, when I attended my Jewish Sunday school as I was growing up, I was taught that the core of Jewish values, the core of all faith values, is to seek justice and equality for all. I learned that in my growing up as I watched my parents and their friends stand for freedom and equality through working in the civil rights movement, in the peace movement, working for farm worker justice, and working for a more just world. I think it's fully in carrying on that tradition, which is truly a Jewish tradition, that we work for Palestinian rights. I'm very proud to stand for that as a Jew. I think this is a really good resolution. The data on these companies and their human rights violations of Palestinians has been solidly researched and well substantiated. There's no parity in this situation. Israel is the occupier. Israel is the powerful military. It's the Palestinian human rights that we're here to talk about. In that light, I'm proud to support this resolution as I believe it is in the best of all of our values. Thank you.
My name is Craig Byrne. I'm here on behalf of the Jewish Community Relations Council, which is a broad-based coalition representing the Jewish community in the greater Portland area. We represent synagogues and Jewish service organizations from across the spectrum, from liberal to very orthodox. And the view of that entire organization is that this resolution is insulting and it's filled with false and hateful language. It's premised upon the incorrect statement that Jews are not indigenous to the land of what is now Israel. There's biblical, archaeological, historical evidence, including from contemporaneous Greek and Roman writers at the time, demonstrating that Jews existed in that land and had a kingdom there in ancient times, throughout the Middle Ages, and even into the modern era before the 20th century. Jews coming to the land that was controlled by the Ottoman Empire and the British in the late 19th and early 20th centuries is the story of an indigenous people returning to its roots. Now, this is a complicated situation. This is not a simplistic, one-sided story as is portrayed in this resolution. The history is the Jews were willing to accept the UN resolution of partition in 1948, but they were invaded and the surrounding countries refused to cooperate. Many Palestinians left their homes, that's absolutely true, and also hundreds of thousands of Jews were kicked out of the surrounding Arab countries where they had lived for centuries. Israel's neighbors invaded again in each decade, and many countries and groups have never stopped trying to kill the Jews in Israel, which started with pogroms in 1929 before even the founding of the State of Israel. Your resolution talks about apartheid, and people have shirts here that talk about apartheid, but Palestinians and Israeli Arabs serve on the Israeli Supreme Court, in the parliament, in the diplomatic corps representing the State of Israel, in international relations, in the police and the military, and represent the country alongside Israeli Jews in numerous artistic, sporting, and educational endeavors.
My name is Sarah Levy, and I'm Jewish. I want to speak to the point that BDS is not anti-Semitic. Challenging the oppressive policies of the State of Israel towards Palestinians and the corporations that profit off these violations is not anti-Semitism. The boycott movement is a nonviolent effort to show opposition to Israel's occupation of Palestine, similar to the movement of sanctions against South Africa, which showed opposition to apartheid. Hatred of Judaism or of Jews, which is what constitutes anti-Semitism, has nothing to do with these boycott efforts. Israel as a state is not the same thing as the Jewish people. We should never equate the policies and the practices of a state with that of a whole population that lives all around the world and that has varying opinions on all sorts of things. But we especially should not confuse the Jewish people with a colonial state that uses apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and ethnic cleansing to terrorize the native Palestinian population in order to steal their land, all the while cloaking itself in a false Judaism in order to attempt to avoid any challenge from the outside, such as scrutiny for its violation of international human rights. Safety for the Jews will never be won by supporting a state that oppresses Palestinian people or any people, and it will never be won by supporting corporations which violate human rights and profit off of this oppression. Instead, safety for the Jewish people will be won when each of us stands up against injustice in all its forms, when each of us stands up against racism in all its shades, and when each of us stands up for equality for all of us, including the Palestinians, so that we can all live in a better world. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, there comes a time when silence is complicity. In this case, unfortunately, PSU isn't just being silently complicit, but by continuing to invest in these corporations, it is actively being complicit in the human rights abuses laid out in the resolution. As a Jew, Israel does not represent me, and I ask for PSU to divest from these corporations and to stand up for justice.
Why am I saying that BDS is anti-Semitic? It is clearly documented in many records and all the supporters of BDS and in their constitution, it is definitely anti-Semitic. They want the destruction of the State of Israel. Clearly, that is their ultimate goal. I mean, these people are really evil. You talk about the evil axis. This is part of the evil axis. I happen to be in favor of human rights. I don't think human rights means that Palestinians can go kill Jews. That seems to be one of their human rights. Jews have lived in that land for thousands of years. It is our homeland. It is not the homeland of Arabs. Palestinians became known as Palestinians in 1967, not at the dawn of creation, like Abbas Hamas says. They were not there at the dawn of creation. They were there more recently because Jews were buying land and making the place a better place to live, and they found jobs there. So by working for the Jews, they were doing better. Golda Meir said it best, as I paraphrase. When the Arabs love their children more than killing Jews, we'll have peace. And that is true. She said that.
Yeah, and it's heinous. Hey.
My name is John Monroe. I have been reporting on this resolution passage since it brought around last May, and I'd like to speak particularly to the various both here and nationally undemocratic processes that have been used to fight the BDS movement. There's been a lot of bureaucratic obstruction of this particular resolution, and to respectfully disagree with the chair, I believe a lot of the J Board's decisions have not been true to the democratic spirit of this body, particularly last May. However, more to the point is a matter of intimidation that's been carried out on this campus. Members of the International Affairs Committee last spring, who brought this resolution forward, had their positions threatened. And the president of this campus, Vim Vivelle, who's supposed to maintain neutrality on matters of student decisions, came out with a letter last spring deliberately lying about Super and its intentions. This is part of a national backlash against BDS. One of these backlashes is manifested by something called the Canary Mission, which targets students on campuses, calls future employers, calls their teachers, and tries to destroy their lives, smearing them as anti-Semites, when in fact they're protecting Palestinian rights. Over in New York, Governor Cuomo has passed a bill refusing to pass funds to any organization like a student body that is deciding to support a resolution like this, and the New York legislature is attempting to pass a blacklist of any organizations and people that support BDS resolutions. Now, if the arguments against the BDS resolution were in themselves sound, legitimate, and based on historical facts, the enemies of these of the BDS movement would not need to resort to these anti-democratic techniques of intimidation. The only reason that they have to smear defenders of Palestinian human rights is anti-Semitic, and attempt to put this as a equal conflict instead of as a colonial oppression is because the BDS movement is right, their cause is just, and they are raising awareness about the state of Palestine. And by doing so, and by protecting the people, and by standing with a movement that has been brought about by Palestinians, that has been called for by Palestinians living under occupation, international awareness of the situation of the Israeli occupation and its number one financial supporter, the United States, which is why in particular, as an American university, we should be standing in solidarity with Palestinians, because Barack Obama has dedicated another $38 billion over the next 10 years to the occupation. All right, well, thank you very much. The only democratic decision here is to once again affirm the majority of this Senate, which has decided time and again to support this resolution. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jenna, and I am an alumni of PSU, and I'm also the former event coordinator for Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights. And I'm here today in support of the resolution, because after so many years of working with Super, this is pretty much what we've been working for since the beginning, is having this resolution before you. And since last spring, we've obviously had some hurdles, but I'd like to thank you all for taking your time with this resolution. And I think it's important to vote yes on this bill to support it, because that's basically what we want you to do, is to be on the right side of history, to get peace with justice. And the end goal of like BDS is equal rights for Palestinians. So like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me, a Palestinian, having equal rights? You know, I have equal rights here, but why can't I have equal rights you know, in the country where my family's from. It just doesn't make any sense to oppose this bill, and I believe that you all will make the right decision with voting for this bill. Thank you.
I'm Sam Erbs, and for the Canary Project, that's E-R-B as in boy, S. So I'd like to speak on two things. I'll do my absolute best to fit that into 2 minutes. The first is I just want to speak against this concept put forward by Zionists that Israel speaks for the world's Jewry. I think history doesn't really bore that out. Before the beginning of the white European settler invasion of Israel by Zionists, there was an estimated 20,000 black and brown Jews in British Mandate Palestine. Well, great, you know, now they're not going to be experiencing any oppression, right? Well, wrong. When the state of Israel was formed, there wasn't housing for every Jew that was flocking to the state. So black and brown Jews were put in tent cities that were so horrible that there were regular riots against the conditions with literal sewage running down the streets. But we can fast forward further. It's a systemic oppression. All the way up into the 60s, when the Israeli Black Panther Party was founded by Ethiopian Jews in the state of Israel who were protesting the systemic oppression of their people by the white settler government of Israel. They experienced extreme oppression in terms of gaining access to equal health care and housing. The systemic oppression was so systemic that one of their main complaints was the targeting of black and brown Jews by the state of Israel within the education system and sending them into vocational schools where they could learn to be plumbers for the white people, regardless of their intellectual aptitude. It was so prolific that the actual members of the American Black Panther Party flew to the occupied state of Palestine and met with the Israeli Black Panther Party members. Additionally, if you consider yourself a supporter of Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter stands in support with BDS, because in the same way that Nelson Mandela recognized the apartheid in Israel, so do the black people experiencing it here. The second thing I'd like to speak to is my response to many of the con speakers. As someone who's Jewish, who's experienced actual anti-Semitism, who had a necklace ripped off his neck and he was called a dirty kike on a bus when I was 12. That's what anti-Semitism looks like. And it disgusts me that when my family went through the camps, the majority of them dying in horrific deaths at the hands of Mengele and the others, that you, white Jews, fellow white Jews, would trot my family's legacy out in front of this board in an attempt to save your settler colonial nation, which has not only oppressed Palestinians, but systemically, repeatedly, violently, and disgustingly also oppressed black and brown Jews. Thank you.
Not much to say. I just think that we really had very long discussion and process for this resolution, and it is just time to pass this resolution and vote yes for this resolution that stands for justice. Let's just make an action today.
So on the table, currently everyone, right now on the table, we have a motion by Mustafa to approve our resolution in its current form. It has been seconded by Bobby. All those in favor, please raise your green card at this time.
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Kurt Bell. I'm a member of the First Unitarian Church here. I was born in the Middle East and I went to high school there also. I've been involved in this issue for years. I think there are three major themes to this resolution you need to look at and think which of these you oppose. The first theme is there are ongoing, continuing human rights violations within the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem suffered by Palestinians. Serious human rights violations. Second, these four companies are deeply complicit in maintaining the occupation and its associated human rights, destroying homes, maintaining identification systems that permit the oppression. And third, the PSU be supporting these companies and their oppression with their investments. Those are the three themes. Those are the three things you must think about. Which of these do you disagree with? I think I'd just like to amplify a little bit the first one. Human rights violations is a very general term. It's kind of brushed off. It's so common. But we're really, what are we talking about? We're talking about demolition of homes, of families, of people who have been arrested for some crime. What would we do in this country if the home of a person was destroyed, the family home was destroyed, the neighboring homes destroyed because they were arrested? Are we talking about children in the middle of the night taken from their homes, thrown into a van, their parents not allowed to accompany them, detained for a month, and misused under detention? In fact, threatened with death, threatened and tortured. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about. So the human rights violations are real. I would just like to finish by addressing the opposition here.
I'm sorry.
Please direct
is that allowed?
You have to address the chair. Address the opposition, but you have to address the chair.
I'm sorry. I would just like to address that I think there will not be real peace, real safety, real security for anyone in the area as long as half of the people are oppressing the other half of the people within that territory. So I urge you to think about where your real security, where your real future lies.
Boycott, divest, the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction. Boycott, divest, the sanction.
At Portland State University that took place Monday, October 24, 2016. At the hearing, the Senate approved a measure calling on the university administration to divest from four companies involved in the Israeli military occupation. Now we continue with the testimony.
My name is Layla Abdul-Jalad. I'm a student here at PSU. I've lived under Israeli occupation and Israeli apartheid in the West Bank. I'm so privileged to be able to go back, but unfortunately when I do go back and I step foot into Israeli apartheid, and I say apartheid because that truly is what Israel is. Similar to South Africa, there are two systems, separate and unequal. Palestinians are under military law and face the constant threat of arrest and detention without charge and can be held indefinitely. They have no rights to representation on trial. Israelis living in illegal settlements on Palestinians' land have all the privileges of Israeli civil law. As citizens of Israel, they can vote, speak, readdress in court, and have the freedoms of speech that Palestinians don't. Palestinian villages and towns face collective punishment in the form of bulldozing of family houses, extended 24-hour curfews, closures, military raids, violence, and harassment. Israeli settlers face no such collective punishment. Palestinian land ownership, agriculture, and residential is subject to military and economic confiscation. The purpose is to establish Jewish-only settlements, take water, resources, and combine the Palestinian population into smaller and smaller cantons. Israelis face no land confiscation. Palestinians are prohibited from using extensive networks of settler-only highways that construct the settlements to Israel. They're considered Jewish-only streets that they classify as sterile roads because Palestinians are not allowed to be on them. Palestinian workers employed in settlements industrial zones receive only the sweatshop-like minimum wage mandated by Jordanian law in 1967. The settlements' Israeli workers receive all the rights and benefits of Israeli employment law, including much larger minimum wage. The Israeli military authority controls virtually all the water in the West Bank. 73% of the West Bank water is piped to Israel. Illegal Jewish settlements use 10% of the West Bank water. Palestinians have access only to 17% of their own water and must buy it from Israel at four times the price Israelis pay. The wall fragmentation Palestinian communities, it separates families from their land, their livelihood, health, and schools. The wall also divides communities and families from each other. The wall does not fragment Israeli settlements. It is built in a such a way as to annex them to Israel proper. This divestment is a stance with human rights and against apartheid. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Ned. I was faculty here at PSU in the School for Extended Studies, and we received a massive grant from Urban and Housing Affairs because because PSU stood for the dignity and respect of every single individual in the policies that we were teaching in that grant. Thich Nhat Hanh, the great teacher, the great Buddhist teacher, once said, "Once there is seeing, there must be acting." This resolution is part of a very important historical movement, one that we'll be reading about in history books to come as one of the great movements of the 20th and 21st centuries. You have the opportunity, as people that can vote this afternoon, to be on the right side of history. And I urge you to dig deep into your heart and to take a stand for justice by supporting this resolution. You know, companies in our capitalist system can do all kinds of egregious things, as these five companies do. But that doesn't mean that we need to support those companies, either with our voices, our money, our universities' resources, and we certainly don't need to give them our names, not in my name. As you can see by the people testifying in favor of this resolution, we are building the future. There are Jews and Palestinians and so many others of goodwill in support of this resolution. I urge you to support it. Thank you.
Bea, who is the chairperson of the African National Congress, who led the struggle to fight against the racism in South Africa, who knows something about apartheid, went to the West Bank and came back and reported to the National Congress. And I quote, she said, "Israel is not only comparable to South African apartheid, but far worse than apartheid in South Africa." Some people have brought up the question of not singling out Israel, and that this would be singling out Israel. I think we have to think back about what would it sounded like if we had talked about fighting Jim Crow in this country without mentioning the South. Wouldn't happen. It's an absolutely ridiculous idea. People have talked about their safety in here. Unless you identify with the corporations who are violating the rights of the Palestinians, you have absolutely no reason to fear for the safety. That's why we are actually, that's what we're asking the senators here to vote on. So I think folks should kind of focus back on what we're talking about. These are four corporations that are involved in the violation of the human rights of Palestinians. So we're either on the side of Caterpillar, demolishing Palestinian homes and making a profit off of it, or we're on the side of justice. We're either on the side of G4S imprisoning 300 Palestinian children right now against international law, or we're on the side of justice. This government, this same ASPSU, took a stand in 1986. They not only said that this university should not be invested in South African apartheid, but they actually sued the state of Oregon for its investments.
10 seconds.
And this ASPSU has taken many courageous stands this year against private prisons and that racism, against fighting for climate justice. It's time to take a stand for Palestinian human rights and for the end to this oppression. We need no more delays. Let's move to the second vote and let's vote on this resolution. Do not be bullied on this question. It's clear as day.
No two manifestations of any historical phenomenon are identical. Sadly, there have been many instances of genocide throughout history. No two were identical, yet all qualify as genocide. Black South Africans have been to Palestine and declared it worse than apartheid South Africa. I'll take their word, their experience. The Israeli occupation of the West Bank is illegal. The separation wall Israelis building is illegal. The apartheid system that Palestinians are subjected to in their own historic homeland is a crime against humanity. The siege on Gaza is collective punishment of the harshest kind. Israel's denial of the refugees' right of return is in violation of international law. And decades of peace talks have failed to put any pressure on Israel. The United Nations recognizes the right of people living under occupation to resist by any means at their disposal, including armed resistance. Yet Palestinian civil society has called for a non-violent strategy, namely BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, to pressure Israel into abiding by international law. So let me ask you, if not BDS, then what? The goals of BDS are not radical. BDS wants an end to the illegal occupation, the removal of the illegal apartheid wall, equality for all citizens of Israel, and the right of return of refugees. There is nothing in these goals that is above the law. Instead, what Israel is doing is illegal, and we are here to ask you to not be complicit in enabling these violations of international law. You've heard about HP and Caterpillar. Motorola Solutions provides virtual fences to Israeli settlements which refuse to fence themselves. G4S provides equipment and services to Israeli prisons and interrogation centers. 10 seconds, did you say?
Yes.
By investing in these companies, PSU is enabling Israel's war crimes. By divesting, you can be part of the solution. We are not neutral. Let's be on the right side of history. Thank you.
So my name is Jonathan. I am a not PSU student, PSU student. I live in the community. I'm a Portland raised queer Jew. I was raised to believe in the complexity and irrevocable difficulty of resolving conflict in the Middle East. And in my 20s, I went to Palestine. And many like a lot of the folks in the against camp, I went to both sides of the wall. However, I spent time with Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. I didn't just go visit settlements. I didn't just visit the tour guide spots, right? And there are certain things that are complex, but the human lived experiences of people who grew up in occupation, that can't be overridden, right? I have seen. I'm also a healer, okay, and I recognize trauma, and I hear a lot of fear from everybody involved, right? Because everybody here is traumatized in one way or another, but not all trauma is equal, okay? Trauma cannot be used as an excuse to oppress another group, okay? I can feel frightened by someone arguing against me, but that doesn't make their arguments wrong, all right? We've heard the argument that promoting the boycott or the divestment from these four companies will somehow reduce our ability to come to some kind of conclusion. It'll break up our ability to move towards peace. But I would argue the opposite. When I was in Palestine, it was the most depressing and unmoving space I'd ever been. Why? Because Israel has utter and complete control of the situation. It's not a one-for-one match, right? Okay? So what is the thing that could possibly bring people to the table?
10 seconds.
It would be a situation where the Israeli state is forced to come to the table with the Palestinians, with the rest of the international community, and to treat people like people. And I want to extend that I do empathize with a lot of the fear and anti-Semitism is real, one of the most visceral and dangerous forms of anti-Semitism is the kind that masquerades as identifying an occupying state.
That's your time. Thank you.
With the Jewish people all together. So, thank you.
My name is Dana Ghazi, and I am a grad student here. And I was the former ESPSU president. I wanted to share with you today why I supported this resolution when it came to Student Senate. I supported this resolution because, first of all, it made sense within the student movement that was happening. Students have been taking the forefront in advocating for themselves, for communities of color, for issues that are pertaining to them, for issues that are affecting them, from debt and living in poverty and things like Islamophobia and racism that they are experiencing. When this resolution came to Student Senate, It made sense within the history of ESPSU too. ESPSU supported and took a stand against apartheid South Africa before. Not only at ESPSU, but it actually mobilized other student governments across the Oregon state. That was a historic moment. That was a moment when we were on the right side of history as students. 2 years ago, we passed a resolution to divest from fossil fuels, understanding that destruction to our environment affects all communities. It's no wonder that I heard that the ESPSU also passed a resolution, or it's also included that we are supporting the protest against the pipeline in North Dakota. We understand the struggle of indigenous people. We need to stand in solidarity with them. Last year, we passed a divestment from private prison, understanding the effect of the school-to-prison pipeline, how it marginalizes people of color, specifically black population. We understood that we needed to take a stand to support that, to say our money will not go to corporates and companies that are invested in oppressing other people. We supported the Grad Student Union because we understood how our labor is being exploited. We wanted fair contracts, right? I understand that as a grad assistant myself, who was part of the union. We stood against policing, having armed police in Portland State University, because we understood how that creates unsafe spaces for marginalized communities. We continue to advocate for the people who are most oppressed and most marginalized. This is why we have to support. I urge you to vote yes on this resolution, because our well-being, not just locally, but globally, is connected. Our diversity, it's time to say that our diversity is not a token. Our diversity meaning we're standing up for each other, we're speaking up for each other, that our solidarity is what's going to create a well-being for all communities locally and globally, that all our struggles are connected, that companies that will invest in building walls, not just in Israel, Palestine, but in Mexico, U.S., do not represent our interests. We refuse for our money to go to companies that build surveillance, that create checkpoints, that prohibit people's movement and contribute to human rights violation. I urge you to vote yes, please. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming.
My name is Phoenix Finger. I'm the ASPSU legislative affairs director, as I mentioned before. If you've seen the resolution, you know that my hand's name are all over it. It's hugely instrumental in the editing process and getting the document where it is now, where it's far more historically accurate than it was before. And I'm actually going to be talking about that a little bit. I want to directly respond in a couple of minutes that I have to the con side of this debate. First off, we often hear a lot from that side that this resolution and this movement is primarily based off of historical inaccuracies. Israel's been 1967, it's anti-Semitic to say that even with the existence of Israel should be opposed. Well, here's the thing that we have to remember. And I think a lot of people forget this. The very first anti-Zionists were Jews. And as of 1948, the majority of the world's anti-Zionists were Jews. We have to remember this. We have to remember that even folks that Zionists often claim as being part of their group, like Albert Einstein, Martin Buber, Hannah Arendt, they all wrote and signed on to a letter in 1948 in the New York Times opposing the actions of the paramilitary forces that were dispossessing and massacring Palestinian people. We also have to remember that Hannah Arendt's writings in the 1940s predicted the Nakba. She predicted that the direct consequences of these policies would be second-class citizenship for the Palestinian people, as well as mass expulsion. That a policy of expansion and statehood could not exist without dispossessing the people of the land. This was predicted by one of the greatest Jewish philosophers of the 20th century. We also have to remember that this isn't just the past. It's not just the Jewish labor boom. It's not just the Jewish anti-Zionist network in Egypt in 1948. This is up to date. Daniel Kahn, Daniel Boreen, Judith Butler, Mark Ellis. I could keep going. Jews to this day, often Jews that are part of the left, have opposed the existence of Israel always.
They opposed the existence of Israel before Israel existed. Many of those people ended up being killed in HaShoah. That's primarily the reason why a massive anti-Zionist movement was destroyed, because many of those people lived in Germany and Russia and faced dire consequences for their actions. Thinking about this all together, I think it's really, really important to also dismiss the idea of some kind of indigenous connection means that it's not colonization. So here's the thing. That's not the definition of indigeneity that any indigenous groups have ever used. I'm an Indigenous Nation Studies minor here at Portland State University. I've worked really closely with all the faculty in that department. The definition they use for indigeneity is not of I've had connections to this land. It's I'm on the losing end of an occupying force. That's the definition that indigenous groups have used worldwide to describe colonization. It is why there are indigenous groups in America, Canada, and Latin America, the Zapatistas, and across the world have supported the right of Palestinian self-determination. It's exactly why the Black Panther Party and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee were instrumental in linking the efforts and struggles of Black people throughout the world to the Palestinian people. These things are not unconnected. In fact, in my last few minutes, I don't know how much time I had left, I'm going to briefly describe why also opposing the State of Israel's actions and ensuring that the Palestinian people have equal and equitable access to land and water is also part of an international fight against anti-Semitism. Now, Hannah Arendt, in her thesis, said that the fundamental problem with the Zionist colonization of Israel is that the people behind it didn't properly understand what the roots of anti-Semitism were. In fact, did not dissuade themselves from it. Anti-Semitism comes out of reactionary nationalist ideologies, imperialism, colonization. This is where Hannah Arendt is coming from and saying that they didn't understand the root of anti-Semitism. If they did, then we would have to oppose the very mechanisms that Israel, as a partner with one of the largest imperialist armies in the world, the United States, we would have to oppose them. Frantz Fanon said that wherever you find an anti-Semite, you will also find someone who is anti-Black. So in order to actually fight for liberation, we should do, as Daniel Kahn said in one of his reenactments of an old Bundist song, we have to fight for liberation right here in the diaspora. That means supporting Palestinian rights wherever they are. This means supporting the right for racial justice and the abolition of all bad social forms. Don't be too quiet. Yes, so with that said, this is why I support this resolution. It's ethical, it's just, it's within Jewish values and always has been. And at the end of the day, all of our struggles are so interrelated that to not do this would mean that we would never be free. Thank you.
So on the table, currently everyone, right now on the table, we have a motion by Mustafa to approve our resolution in its current form. It has been seconded by Bobby. All those in favor, please raise your green card at this time.
Listening to Cable FM 90.7, and this is One Land, Many Voices. You have been listening to the Portland State University Student Senate's hearing on a measure calling on the university to divest from the Israeli military occupation of Palestine. The measure focuses on four companies: Hewlett-Packard, Caterpillar, G4S, and Motorola Solutions. The resolution passed with 20 in favor and only one opposed. Thank you all for being with us today. Now we are listening and ending with a poem by the Palestinian poet Rami Kanazi. This divestment bill hurts my feeling. And until we meet again.
This divestment bill hurts my feelings. That caterpillar bulldozer ended life in the body of an American citizen, drove her bones into the ground while a company cashed in on the sale. The claws of D9 bulldozers unearthed the livelihood of occupied Palestinians, uprooting their graveyards to make way for illegal settlements. But we need a positive campus climate. While HP stock rises on division, producing technology to segregate Palestinians, biometric IDs at checkpoints, enhancing the naval blockade of an open-air prison, Palestinians on campus listen to words like positive, climate, hurt feelings, knowing their tuition invests in companies raining terror on loved ones, that suffering, like their voices, is non-existent to student board members looking for cushy jobs at top five law firms. But this divestment bill, it's divisive. The Montgomery bus boycott, divisive. The Great Boycott, one-sided. Abolishing slavery, radical. Nelson Mandela, a terrorist. Indigenous, savages, women's suffrage, complicated. Desegregation, provocative. Hiroshima security, internment camps a necessity. Bantustan's autonomy, Iraq liberation, Palestine burn. There's always, always gonna be an excuse. Catchphrases, talking points, strip away names and faces. We are being militant, unreasonable. There's context to this oppression. The word apartheid, it makes you feel uncomfortable. It's apartheid by definition. Fits a 73 convention. By law, it is a crime against humanity. Two sets of laws for two people. Labor, land ownership, access to education. 50 laws of discrimination, 46 years of occupation, 27,000 homes demolished, nearly a million arrested since 67. Whoa, every nation has problems, but why the singling out on campuses? You mean like Darfur, Tibet, South Africa, sweatshops, Coca-Cola, animal testing, the Keystone Pipeline, undocumented rights, the prison industrial complex, fossil fuels, teacher unions, university cuts, and bottled water? The real question, why are you singling out any injustice for protection? Let me get the next one for you. Israel is democratic. Democratic like coal is clean, Miller Lite is the same great taste less filling, and McDonald's salads are healthy. These are not imagined scenarios. Our tuition dollars are profiting off of death. Divestment is the next step. This is not about a nation or a people, but what's being done to people in our names, with our currency. This university will not liberate anyone, but it can choose to cease making a buck off of misery. Vote yes for divestment. No to appeasement. Affirming injustice isn't positive for any climate.
And we heard there little poem capping off the hour from One Land, Many Voices with your host, Mohammed Benoura. And some audio from a meeting of the Associated Student, the Portland State University Student Senate. It's 9:56 at KBOO Portland. Stay tuned at 10 for Chris Andre with Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And at 10:15, we'll hear Flashpoints, that's shared with us by our good friends at KPFA in Berkeley and the Pacifica Radio Network. We'll be checking in on how things are looking from the eastern edge of the San Francisco Bay. Remember, this is a rebroadcast of yesterday evening's Flashpoints. We'll have host Dennis Bernstein speaking with author Nomi Prince on America's choices for president in 2016. Did you know there are more than two? Also, there's reports of police violently attacking protesters at Standing Rock. And we had a request earlier for information about any solidarity actions in town. If you know of any, why don't you call the air room at 503-231-8187 or call the office at 503-231-8032 and ask the receptionist to connect you with either AM News and Public Affairs desk or the evening news office so we can get that information out. At 11, Pacific Underground presents an encore broadcast of a program on the topic of fitting in. And again, a big thank you to all the members of the KBOO Foundation for all of your support. And those of you who have neglected to become a member of the KBOO Foundation, you can take care of that right now if you wish. With simply, all you need is an internet connection. Go to kboo.fm and click on the word donate. Do you have the KBOO app yet on your mobile device? You know, if none of those is, neither of those is an option for you, come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and ask for a membership form. We can get you going. Right now, these important announcements.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema in Portland. This annual celebration of the Day of the Dead honors our loved ones who have passed. There will be altars, music, face painting, food, drinks, and more. Again, that's Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Let Us Grow on Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps in Portland. Let It Grow celebrates the work of bringing education and the experience of gardening to incarcerated youth and adults in Oregon's correctional facilities. This event features the premiere of the documentary Can You Dig This? And a panel discussion after the film. Again, that's Let Us Grow, a benefit for growing gardens, taking place Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps, 45 Southwest Ankeny Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.